replaced by Brett Favre. Now, that's kind of a esteemed company there. What if you had never torn your rotator cuff? You ever think about that?
Yeah, you know, I hate to dwell on it, but, you know, really, you know, it was in my fourth year. And, you know, after my third year when I had, you know, such success, you know, as a full-time starter, you know, led the league in passing and touchdowns and being named All-Pro and coming in second league MVP behind Montana, I had, you know, some high expectations as being a starting quarterback here for a lot of years, you know, and having continued success. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, if I have any regrets, you know, you can't really help getting hurt, but I would have liked to have seen, you know, I would like to have been, you know, a very consistent starter for a lot more years and bring Packer fans, you know, a lot more of that excitement that we brought back in 89.
Did they trade for Brett Favre?
Well, it was after my fourth year, I was hurt, and then I came back for my fifth year. I was the full-time starter, and I kind of had another injury back on my knee and hamstring. So I was having some unfortunate injuries. You know, I wasn't being the consistent starter that you want to be as a starting quarterback. So going into my sixth year is when they made the coaching change. Lindy Infante got replaced by Mike Holmgren, and Ron Wolf came in, and he wanted his own guy. You know, because I was having these injuries, Ron Wolf wanted his guy. He traded a first-round pick for Favre, and, you know, the rest is history. I got injured and gave Brett his opportunity, you know, and he made the most of it.